Hello, my dears. Here I will detail the process of uploading new firmware via Wi-Fi using Tuya Convert to a Smart Life smart light switch based on a module with ESP8266 TYWE3S. This is a very convenient way to upload e.g. Tasmota to various smart devices without having to open and solder them. Of course, the device shown here I will open anyway to show its interior. To run Tuya Convert, I will use a virtual machine from Ubuntu set up on VMware and a USB Wi-Fi network card TLWN722N. Related topics. I have already written several topics on Wi-Fi based ESP products. I mainly show interiors there. List below. BWLT30 or Wi-Fi adapter for bulb, test, teardown, and ESP firmware upload. Wi-Fi controlled electrical socket, BWSHP8, commissioning and testing. Test and interior of the BWSS3. A Wi-Fi controlled light switch from Blitzwolf. Socket, plug with Wi-Fi PS16M and eWeLink Coolkit app. Test and teardown. Smart Life switch. Test, interior, and programming of light switch on Wi-Fi. Similar switch, but without RF and description of programming it in Arduino via cables. In addition, a second topic on Tasmota. ESP8266 and Tasmota. Wi-Fi relay controls step by step. Purchase Wi-Fi light switch SC301. I found this switch on the internet under 123 gang Wi-Fi touch switch, home wall light control, RF touch remote, Smart Life. It costs around $15, or just under £60. It differs slightly from the switches I have previously tested. In addition to Wi-Fi, it also offers RF-433 communication. The product was customarily packaged in a cardboard box. The box shows the model of the switch. This information is not available anywhere else. SC301 EU1 change. Inside was an on-off switch. Instructions, two screws for fixing. The switch housing is made for the triple version, but in the single version, only the middle relay is available. Interior of the SC301 Wi-Fi light switch. This time I thought I'd start by showing the inside, although looking in there is not at all necessary when we're going to upload firmware via Wi-Fi. Front cover easy to remove, simply lever it off with a screwdriver. Once it is removed, you can see that the switch plate is thought out for the 3-touch version, but only one is soldered on. In addition, it is marked on the board how it should be oriented in the wall, where the top is. The touch plate is easy to remove, but you have to lever it up from the bottom side as it has catches on the other side. It is fixed with a 6-pin 2x3 connector. The other board is covered with black cardboard to avoid short circuits. The second plate 3 screws is screwed into the socket housing. ... To remove it, you also have to unscrew the screws from the wires. Then it can be removed from the inside. The whole set in parts. Now let's take a look at the plates. Let's start with the front plate, the one with the touch and Wi-Fi module. ... You can see the ground, RX, TX, VCC, and IO0 pins derived, which is what is needed to program the TYWE3S, is a nice change. Because with many products, we have to get to these signals ourselves. Whereas here, you just solder 5 gold pins and you're done. You can of course also see the heart of the board, the TYWE3S module. ... Which is a Wi-Fi module from Tuya based on the ESP8266. The TYWE3S has an antenna on board, but there is also a second antenna right next to it on the board. This is the antenna from the RF-433 communication module, which this switch also offers. It is not the second antenna for Wi-Fi. We also see an unsigned 8-legged IC and a 13.5217 MHz clock generator. Signed 13.52127C20. Since it's a 433 MHz communication module, and the clock is 13.52127 MHz, It looks like the frequency is multiplied 32 times by the PLL, 433.9-something, divided by 13.5217 equals 32. Next to it is another surprise. Something not found in previously tested products, a buzzer. Next to it is the 8BOA 1947 integrated circuit. I could not find its datasheet. Perhaps it is a touch button controller. The TYWE3S will not handle the touch button by itself in the previous two similar product.